This is the 8 a.m. Expanded Newsfeed, sponsored by Bueller Air Conditioning. Stay cooler with Bueller. 15 minutes of nonstop, in-depth coverage on today's top stories, the exclusive five-day weather forecast, and traffic to get you to work on time. Jacksonville's only commercial-free 8 a.m. Expanded Newsfeed starts with the three big things you need to know right now.
Three. Beautiful start to a gorgeous day and a gorgeous weekend ahead. Pleasantly warm and low humidity, only into the low 80s expected. The representative from one of our areas in Congress, Kat Kamak's office, tells us 311 people with ties to Florida's 3rd Congressional District have been aided out of Afghanistan. The lengths that they went to get them home safely, coming up in our spotlight in just 5 minutes.
One.
The WOKV payroll payout keyword is coming up. It's 8 o'clock and breaking news. Our top story out of Nassau County. The ongoing search for a suspect who is considered to be armed and dangerous following the shooting of a Nassau County Sheriff's deputy in the early morning hours. Live team coverage continues in the Breaking News Center with WOKV's Chase Bunker.
That's right, Rich. They're calling this an all-out manhunt. Multiple agencies are currently helping with the investigation. FHP, JSO, ATF, JFRD, NCSO. They all have helicopters, drones, dogs. They're all looking for this guy. His name is Patrick McDowell. He is a 6-foot white male, 35 years old. We have a photo of him up on our story at WOKV.com. He left the scene on foot, so if you see him, please do not approach him. Just call police. He is believed to be armed and dangerous. What we know right now is the shooting took place on Higginbotham Road near State Road 301. The deputy pulled over McDowell for a routine traffic stop when he was shot multiple times. Now, there was a woman in the car with McDowell, and she's currently cooperating with the investigation. As for the deputy, he's currently at UF Health right now under life-threatening condition. Police have closed off the 301 for an indefinite amount of time due to the investigation, and Callahan parents got this email about an hour ago saying if they're child has to stay home from school today, the absence will be excused because of road closures. Also, drop-off areas may be delayed due to the 301 being closed down. Students arriving at school today will be also starting on a modified lockdown schedule. Nassau County Sheriff's Office had a meeting internally about a few minutes ago. They will be having another briefing for the media later on this morning. Of course, when we get more information, we will let you know. Reporting live from the Breaking News Center, Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.
Now, weather and traffic from 104.5 WOKV. Jacksonville's news and talk.
From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. The coolest nighttime temperatures in nearly 4 months in the WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Delays are building into downtown from the south side on I-95 North approaching Butler. Just bumper-to-bumper traffic for about an extra 7 to 10 minutes there. We'll give you an updated drive time coming up. First Alert traffic in 4 minutes.
Jacksonville's only all-news morning show continues. This is the 8 a.m. expanded news feed on 104.5 FM. WOKV News time is 8:02.
I'm Jeremy Ratliff.
And I'm Gina Gundek. Our top national story, COVID booster shots will be coming for millions who have received Pfizer's vaccine. Fox's Gernal Scott has more on the CDC advisory panel's decision that happened late last night.
The panel unanimously voted for age 65 and older to receive it. The second for a booster shot for ages 50 to 64 with underlying conditions was approved 13-2. The narrowest approval margin, 9-6, allowed booster shots on individual benefit and risk for ages 18 to 64.
However, the group also voted against recommending boosters for those 18 to 64 who are in occupational or institutional settings that have a greater risk of COVID infection, saying the data is not there at this time.
Now, the St. Johns County School District dropping its COVID quarantine rules there following a new order from the State Health Department. Now, we reported earlier this week, if you recall, the new guidance no longer requires a non-symptomatic child quarantine if they've been exposed to coronavirus. Now, the district says kids who are sick or symptomatic should stay home.
Our gorgeous weather change will continue on this Friday and through the weekend.
Arguably, one of the nicest weekends we've had since spring, with daytime temperatures still managing to reach the 80s, but with comfortable humidity dropping off very nicely at night.
Action News Jack's chief meteorologist Mike Burrish says tonight's temperatures will drop into the 50s west of I-95, which typically does not happen until the first week of October. How beautiful the weather is looking for your weekend plans. That's all coming up in the full forecast.
The most horrifying experience I've ever, ever had.
My goodness, gunfire erupting outside a supermarket near Memphis, Tennessee. That happening in broad daylight.
Fox TV affiliate WHBQ in Memphis says multiple law enforcement sources say the shooter was a disgruntled employee working for a vendor that was supplying the Kroger supermarket. 12 people injured, 2 people dead. One of those was the shooter. Jill Nato, Fox News.
St. Augustine police are asking the community for help finding the person who attacked a woman who was out for a morning walk. It happened on Dolphin Drive last Saturday, just off A1A near the Bridge of Lions. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jack's Robert Grant spoke with the victim's daughter.
She never saw him coming, but he tackled her down to the ground, got on top of her, you know, put his hand over her mouth, just please insisted that she would just please be quiet.
The 63-year-old fought back with help from another neighbor out walking.
She's a fighter. She's fought breast cancer. She's fought Graves' disease. So she's had her go of it. And so she was definitely up for the challenge.
Police described the suspect as a bald white man who was wearing dark colored shorts and no shirt. He may possibly have tattoos on his upper arms and shoulder area.
WOKV News Time 8:05.
It's a dry and sunny start to this Friday. It has been a long week. The week that started off wet, stormy, and tropical feeling is ending fall-like for our first weekend of autumn. Action News Jack's chief meteorologist Mike Burrish is the most popular meteorologist in the room now, although I guess you're the only one at this point, but still very popular given this forecast.
Yeah, I guess that's always arguable. Just check with my wife. But in any case, a 10 on the WOKV weather meter today with the sunshine and highs 80 to 85. Mostly clear, nice and cool tonight near 60 degrees. Still some 50s again. Well inland and a beautiful evening for Friday night football and a mostly sunny weekend. Highs will make it into the mid-80s. It'll be a little warm in the afternoon, but we ought to be in the mid to upper 80s this time of year. And, of course, we still can have typically sky-high humidity and that rain that we're not going to have all weekend long. So, for the football games, we have Florida State in Tallahassee there playing. We have Florida playing in Gainesville tomorrow. It looks gorgeous with the relatively mild temperatures. And then on Sunday, the Jags kick off Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, plenty of sun. It'll be warm, but not intense. Again, highs will be in the temperatures will be in the 80s during the Jags game. And then Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and very little change. Highs will be in the 80s, nighttime lows in the 60s. Looks like we start to see the humidity return a little later next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Join me today beginning at 5 p.m. on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax.
And Gina's going to get to see her first Jaguars loss. Jaguars game.
Win, come on. Gina, if you, you realize that if we win, you have to go every home game.
Someone's going to have to buy her tickets for the rest of them because she's kind of cheap. That's okay.
Well, yeah, but that's where the connections with the wonderful CBS 47, Fox 30, and 104.5 WOKV come in handy.
You're right. I like it. And I do like the confidence, Chief. I'm all with you on that one. Well, let's hope for the best for as the Jags take on the undefeated Arizona Cardinals this Sunday. A game you can watch on WFOX Fox 30. It's sunny and dry and 64 at Jacksonville's Severe Weather Station.
Now, Safe Touch Security First Alert Traffic.
Drivers, as you make the trip in from the south side into downtown, listen up. Here's Hannah, Kyle.
Heads up, drivers on I-95 northbound. I'm taking a live look at those traffic maps. I'm seeing pretty heavy congestion starting just after Bay Meadows and clearing out just after University Boulevard from the Beltway up and over to the I-10 split will take you 18 minutes.
And drivers on the west side, traffic is still filling in bright and busy just after Lane Avenue, hitting the brakes out towards Stockton. About a 10-minute ride between the West Beltway and I-95. And if you're in Arlington, here's the latest with Sherry from the FDOT. 511 Traffic Center.
Once you come off the Dames Point Bridge and start making your way through Arlington on the East Beltway southbound, you're in for a stop-and-go ride from before Monument all the way down to St. John's Bluff. Getting from Heckscher to Butler Boulevard will take you at least 18 minutes.
For more than 39 years, Sassine's Office Systems has served Northeast Florida businesses, providing copier and office document solutions. Visit SISSINES.com and find out why over 4,000 businesses have chosen to partner with Sassine's Office Systems. With Jacksonville's most frequent traffic, I'm Jacob Pickering.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 8:09. We take you in depth on a number of storylines out of D.C. Budget bill work is going to stretch into the weekend as we approach the possibility of a partial government shutdown. Local Representative Kat Kamak live in Washington. Are preparations needing to be underway that we're going to be heading into a government shutdown at the end of the month?
Well, good morning, Rich. You know, it's really entirely up to the Democrats at this point. They control the House, they control the Senate and the White House. They're going to have to make some real tough decisions. And I can tell you that a lot of Americans across the country are very angry about the level of spending. And if they want to get serious about avoiding a government shutdown, they've got to make some tough choices and prioritize what they want in these upcoming packages. Because I can tell you for myself, for several of our colleagues, especially in North Florida, we will not stand by while they bankrupt this country.
We've been working with your office to try to get a better idea in the weeks since the full pullout of troops out of Afghanistan, the number of Americans and especially Floridians who have safely been evacuated. I understand you have an update on that. And specifically, we're talking about 311 people from your congressional district?
Yeah, so we have about 300 plus of individuals that have ties to our district and the surrounding region that we have gotten out of Afghanistan. I couldn't be more proud of our team and the work that they have done over the last month in really navigating this very complex threat environment. And that is something we're very proud of, but there's still a lot of folks that got left behind. We still have Americans from our district that are in Afghanistan. And so we're going to continue to work on getting those folks out. In fact, last night we passed out of the House of Representatives a plan and a bill that includes funding to get our people home. Because even though President Biden thinks that the mission is complete, we will not stop until every single American is boots on the ground here in America.
How many more from your district and from the United States do you know are still there?
So several of my congressional colleagues and I, we've been comparing lists, and we know that there are several thousand folks that got left behind, and this ranges from military contractors, people doing NGO work, missionaries, students. There's a ton of folks that got left behind, and so while we don't have an exact number, part of what we passed out of the House last night includes a requirement from the Secretary of Defense to work in conjunction with the Department of State to get that number finally, because they have not provided a number. They said they don't know. They know exactly. And we can combine lists, and that's how we did it. So we're going to continue to push forward to get our folks home. And I got to tell you, the fact that there are still several thousand that got left behind, that is concerning that this administration has been touting a mission complete and successful flag all over the place.
And so, do those folks want to come home? Have you been in touch with any to try to get a sense for they all want to be here and they just are running into logistical hurdles? What's the issue then in getting them here?
Yes. Every person that we're working with is desperate to come home. They have made several attempts. Many of the people that we had, we were able to get up to the gate at the airport in Kabul, and they were rejected. They were turned away, even though they had passports, even though they had all their papers in place, they were turned away. And when the military mission ended early, they were left stranded. And so we have been having to bounce them around from safe house to safe house and look for alternative routes to get them to a neighboring country where they can then be evacuated from that country.
All right, we'll stay close by with you and your office as well on the effort over the coming likely days and weeks ahead. We'll stay close by again. 311 individuals just from the 3rd Congressional District, from SIV recipients and current applicants, families of U.S. citizens and more. Representative Kat Kamak on Jacksonville's Morning News. Thanks. Have a safe weekend. It's 8:13. We update weather and traffic and headed into the weekend on a beautiful note.
A 10 on the WOKV weather meter. Sunny today, the high 83. Mostly clear and cool tonight, but nice, near 60 degrees. And mostly sunny tomorrow, your Saturday high 84. In sunshine, pleasantly warm temperatures continue into Sunday with highs near 85. From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm Action News Jack's Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.
Just a couple more home games in the regular season for the Jumbo Shrimp against Memphis. They've had a really good week for it the last couple of days, and especially today and tomorrow night, I think. And headed into the weekend with football taking place at TIA Bank Field, Jags hosting the Cardinals at 1 o'clock on WFOX Fox 30. It's a sunny, dry, and comfortably mild start to the morning now. 67 in Mandarin, 66 at Jacksonville's Severe Weather Station.
Now, Safe Touch Security First Alert Traffic.
Drivers on the south side, east beltway, heading northbound. I'm seeing delays that start as you approach Bay Meadows and continuing up to UNF, tapping the brakes about 14 minutes. We'll now take you from I-95 all the way up to Beach Boulevard. And west side drivers, here's your drive time update with Sherry from the FDOT 511 Traffic Center.
We are still tracking your 10 eastbound delays. You're slow from just after Lane Avenue almost all the way to Roosevelt. So getting from the Beltway to I-95 downtown will take you at least 11 minutes.
With Jacksonville's most frequent traffic, I'm Jacob Pickering.
Now, the three big things you need to know, powered by Safe Touch Security.
An elections audit report in Arizona due out today. Early reports showing that President Biden won in Phoenix and the surrounding county by more votes than originally tallied. COVID booster shots are going to happen for millions who received the Pfizer vaccine. The CDC very early this morning sounding off on a third dose for those 65 and older, those 50 to 64 with medical conditions, nursing home residents, and workers at risk because of their jobs. Our top story this morning out of Nassau County.
He shot one of our deputies. I would consider him dangerous and don't approach him.
Police in Nassau County continuing to search for Patrick McDowell, a suspect in the shooting and severe injury of a Nassau sheriff's deputy in the overnight hours. We'll continue to update this story on that ongoing search for information ahead as Jacksonville's only all-news morning show continues. It's 8:15.
Check in before you leave the house. Ask Alexa to play 104.5 WOKV.
8:18 on Jacksonville's Morning News and an update on more of today's top stories with Jeremy Ratliff and the frugal, not cheap, Gina Gondek. She's all taking it personally that I called her cheap. Frugal. We like frugality.
Yes,
and fruitcake.
Anyways, Governor DeSantis says he has a workaround for the federal government redirecting of the state's supply of monoclonal antibodies to other states.
The state of Florida has been able to acquire an additional 3,000 doses of the monoclonal antibody Sotrovimab, which is manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline.
DeSantis says Florida may have to ration its monoclonal treatment due to the Biden administration cutting Florida's supply. DeSantis added Florida will be receiving less than 18,000 doses next week. Since opening in August, the treatment facility at the Jacksonville Public Library has helped more than 8,100 people. Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV News Time now, 8:19.
Four times an hour, the five-day and weekend WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Another beautiful day today on this Friday at 10 on the WOKV Weather Meter. Sunshine and afternoon temperatures 80 to 85, mostly clear tonight. Down into the 50s, well inland, close to 60 along the I-95 corridor and close to 70 degrees at the beaches. And then mostly sunny over your weekend. Highs will reach the mid-80s, but again, comfortable humidity, so the feel-like temperatures won't be much different than the air temperatures, and it'll drop off nicely during the evening and overnight hours. And continued mild into the early part of next week, on Monday and Tuesday, with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Join me today beginning at 5 p.m. on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax.
High and dry now. Gorgeous start to the morning. 66 at Jacksonville's Severe Weather Station.
Now, Safe Touch Security First Alert Traffic.
Your drive on the west side still bright and busy as you make that trip over from Lane Avenue. You're hitting the brakes out toward Roosevelt. It's about a 10-minute ride now from the West Beltway over to I-95. And drivers, if you're heading in from the south side, here's Sherry from the FDOT 511 Traffic Center.
Just a minor tap of the brakes now, 95 northbound approaching University, but getting from the Beltway to the downtown exits will now take you less than 15 minutes.
Drivers making the trip out to the beaches. Here's an update with Hannah Guile.
Drivers on JTB eastbound, I'm taking a live look at the FDOT traffic cameras, and I'm seeing your typical rush hour slowdowns as you're approaching San Pablo. That's because of all the workers going to Mayo right now. Give yourself 13 minutes to get from the 95 ramps all the way over to A1A.
This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Hitting speed bumps in your hiring process? Streamline your route to hired with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hired and visit Indeed.com/credit. With Jacksonville's most frequent traffic, I'm Jacob Pickering.
Going to work? We'll get you there on time. Headed outdoors? You'll know what to expect. Weather and traffic in less than 4 minutes.
It's 8:23 on this busy Friday on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show. With more of today's top stories, here's Gina Gondek and Jeremy Ratliff.
So if you own debt, you might have noticed that collectors have been harassing you more lately.
Consumer warrior Clark Howard says recently the feds decided that debt collectors can now text you and harass you on social media even, but there is a way that you can get them to leave you alone.
Under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, you can send a letter, and once you do, they are not allowed to call you, they're not allowed to email you, they're not allowed to write you, text you, anything.
Clark says if you owe debt, then you still need to pay it off, and if you send that letter, collectors can still sue you. Stephen Ponson, 104.5 WOKV.
Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal after being convicted earlier this year for the murder of George Floyd.
The former Minneapolis police officer turned in the paperwork to the Minnesota Court of Appeals on Thursday, the last day that he could have done so. Chauvin detailed 14 issues he had with his trial, including alleged prejudicial prosecutorial misconduct that was committed by the state. Chauvin was convicted in April of charges that include second-degree unintentional murder and third-degree murder. He was then sentenced in June to 22 and a half years in prison.
That's WOKV's Mark Mayfield reporting.
Whoa. Two Springsteen concerts from 1979 being released as a movie and a live album. The legendary 1979 No Nukes concerts was filmed over two nights at Madison Square Garden in New York. WOKV News Time, 8:25.
It got a whoa.
So, a lot of excitement in that.
Yeah, I would say so.
he was really into it.
Action News Jax's chief meteorologist, Mike Burrish, is ready to run. Here with the WOKV First Alert forecast.
A 10 on the WOKV weather meter. Sunny today, the high 83. Mostly clear and cool tonight, but nice, near 60 degrees. And mostly sunny tomorrow, your Saturday high 84. And sunshine, pleasantly warm temperatures continue into Sunday with highs near 85. From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm Action News Jax, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.
Clear, sunny, dry, and very comfortable. 69 degrees in Atlantic Beach. 67 at Jacksonville Severe Weather Station.
Now, Safe Touch Security First Alert Traffic.
Drivers, as you make that trip through Arlington, listen up. Here's Sherry from the FDOT 511 Traffic Center.
If you're on the East Beltway southbound exiting at Monument, you do have a crash down on that ramp. Five cars on the left shoulder, but no delays. If you stay on the East Beltway past that point, though, you are slow approaching St. John's Bluff. So getting from Heckscher down to Butler will take you almost 12 minutes.
This traffic report is sponsored by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy for free with DuckDuckGo. What is it that makes you uniquely you? Well, DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business, and frankly, it shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. With Jacksonville's most frequent traffic, I'm Jacob Pickering.
Updating breaking news out of Nassau County, the ongoing search for the shooter of a deputy, that deputy in life-threatening condition. What we know so far about the events that led up to that encounter next. WOKV News Time, 8:27.
This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Live team coverage starts now.
At 8:30, good morning. It's the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Three big things you need to know, brought to you by Safe Touch Security. First full weekend of autumn is going to feel much like autumn should. Though not necessarily always in Florida. Low humidity and pleasantly mild temperatures into the low 80s expected throughout the weekend. Apple users will soon be able to upload coronavirus vaccination cards to the Wallet app. Apple will also allow users to show proof of vaccination through a QR code. Our top local story and update to breaking news out of the Callahan area in Nassau County, where a manhunt continues for a suspect who shot a sheriff's deputy in the early morning hours during a traffic stop. Live team coverage continues in the Breaking News Center with WOKV's Chase Bunker.
That's right, Rich. They're calling this an all-out manhunt, and multiple agencies are currently helping with this investigation.
I'm afraid to list them because I'm afraid to miss one. But yes, JSO's out here, FHP, NCSO, ATF, probably any agency you can name is out here right now looking for this guy.
And they have drones and helicopters looking for Patrick McDowell, a 6-foot white male who is 35 years old. We have a photo of him up at WOKV.com and on the WOKV app. He left the scene on foot. If you do see him, do not approach him. Just call the police. He is believed to be armed and dangerous. Earlier this morning, the deputy pulled over McDowell near Higginbotham Road near US 301 for a traffic stop. And during that stop, McDowell allegedly shot the deputy multiple times. We also learned a canine was shot as well, though we don't know if this was during the traffic stop or the search. There was a woman in the car with McDowell, and she is currently cooperating with the investigation. As for the deputy, he's at UF Health right now, and he's still in life-threatening condition. Police have closed off the 301 for an indefinite amount of time, and Callahan parents received this email this morning saying, quote, buses may not be able to retrieve students from some of the local bus stops due to road closures. Later adding, if you're able to keep your child at home from school today, the absence will be excused. Also, drop-off areas may be delayed this morning. Students arriving at school today will be starting off their day on a modified lockdown schedule. Nassau County Sheriff's Office will hold another briefing at some point later on this morning. Reporting live from the Breaking News Center, Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.
Now, weather and traffic from 104.5 WOKV. Jacksonville's news and talk.
I'm Action News Jax, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Weekend weather for the ages in the WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Drivers, as you make the trip in from the west side, I-10 eastbound, minor backup still between Cassett and Roosevelt. We'll give you an updated drive time over to I-95. Coming up, First Alert traffic in 4 minutes.
Jacksonville's only all-news morning show continues at 8:33.
I'm Jeremy Ratliff.
And I'm Gina Gontek. This is the perfect weekend for some outdoor activities as our stretch of cooler, drier days continues. Action News Jax Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish says this will arguably be one of the nicest weekends we've seen since spring, with high temps into the 80s and comfortable humidity.
Tonight's temperatures will drop into the 50s west of Interstate 95. That typically doesn't happen until the first week of October. The average date of the first temperature of the fall below 60 degrees is October 4th.
How long this stretch of pleasant weather will continue into next week, that's all coming up in our full 5-day forecast.
Our top national story, in a decision that came just before midnight last night, a CDC advisory committee recommending Pfizer's COVID booster shot for those 65 and older. Pfizer's Gernal Scott breaks down who else can get that third dose.
The second for a booster shot for ages 50 to 64 with underlying conditions was approved 13-2. The narrowest approval margin, 9-6, allowed booster shots on individual benefit and risk for ages 18 to 64, but the same age group will not get shots on an occupational basis and other considerations.
Well, the panel says for now, the data is just not there for health workers and others in that age group to get the extra shot. WOKV News Time 8:34.
Four times an hour as you plan out the weekend. We have the 5-day First Alert Forecast Fan Appreciation Weekend with Jumbo Shrimp. They've got a nice run going, 5 in a row that they've won. And it's been perfect. We got a great run of weather going into the weekend, too. Here's Action News Jack's Chief Meteorologist, Mike Burrish.
We are on a roll. A 10 on the WOKV weather meter today with the sunshine. Highs 80 to 85. Nice and cool tonight. Close to 60 degrees, so the football weather this evening will just be an absolutely gorgeous night. And mostly sunny weekend. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Yeah, it'll be a little warm in the sun, but the humidity, again, not at all bad. There'll be a breeze coming off the Atlantic, so whether it's the beaches, football games, or any outdoor activity, get out and enjoy. Keep that sunscreen handy. But otherwise, very nice with nighttime lows that'll still be pleasantly cool. And Monday and Tuesday, more of the same, under mostly sunny skies in the 80s each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Join me today beginning at 5 p.m. on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax.
Looking very nice. You can see what's happening in the tropics. Very busy, but nothing threatening land and no impacts at all over the weekend. Talking the tropics with Mike in the 104.5 WOKV app. Sunny and 67 in Mandarin. 66 degrees now at Jacksonville's severe weather station.
Now, Safe Touch Security First Alert.